There's something within us, some mechanism, that internal mechanism that makes it go, that it will not stop by itself, nor will the military machine stop by itself. So how do we get ourselves to break out of that thinking that, oh, we can't change the system, or we can't? It's like, no, it's like, that's what has to change. And that, I think, is at the heart sometimes of these tensions, conflicts between liberals or more radical leftists, whereas there's too much wiggle room for some people. How do we get more people on that same page of, no, this is what has to change?
Well, I mean, the fact that the U.S. military is the enforcer and protector of global capitalism. That's why we have 1,000 bases around the world. It's to prop up fossil fuel infrastructure and to continue the extraction, profit-making enterprise that is destroying and killing the planet. It is absolutely necessary to overthrow capitalism.
We are out of time.
Oh my gosh.
I went on too long. Sorry,
Ty. You are tuned into listener-supported community radio, KBOO Portland.
Here we go again. It's the game we love.
Play game.
Tune in on the first and third Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. for Winner's Bias, a new show exploring the culture around tabletop gaming. From game nights to conventions, Nate and James share what makes the hobby so vibrant through banter and interviews with local members of the hobby game scene. And if we can inspire a few listeners to join us around the table, all the better. More people to play with. Winner's Bias. You don't have to win to have fun, but it doesn't hurt. The first and third Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m.
Did you know that KBOO is streaming live on the web? Well, you do now. Just type www.kboo.fm, click on Listen Live, and you've got us. Just another example of how KBOO 90.7 FM Portland works for you. It's your community radio.
The following program is a rebroadcast. Dates, times, and events mentioned in the following program have already occurred. Thank you for tuning in to KBOO Portland.
And welcome to another very special episode of Negotiating Dramatic Events, broadcast every third Wednesday of the month at 9 a.m. here on your favorite community radio station, KBOO Portland. And it is my pleasure this morning to have a conversation with Grace Growing Medicine Reed, host and producer of Negotiating Dramatic Events. I'm Ender Black, Public Affairs Director at KBOO, and we're here with Grace Growing Medicine Reed, and we're going to discuss many things, including the Hopi and the Hopi legacy, on things that are common about the Hopi that a lot of people know. And it all came about, well, I had an amazing life-changing experience just a few days ago when I was vacationing in Tucson, Arizona. And it caught me completely off guard. I visited something called Mount Lemmon, which is the highest peak in the Catalina Mountains, which is a mountain range that surrounds Tucson, Arizona. And, and I went there because it was a really fun thing to do. You know, let's experience nature. I'm a nature person, you know, so Grace knows me well enough to know that I'm definitely into nature and into the animals and all of that, the natural world. And it's part of my personal spirituality. So anyway, I went to Mount Lemmon. And then I stopped at one of the vistas, and it was a lot more than a vista, Grace. It was a lot more than a vista. I went in, and it was like a movie. It was life-changing. I felt a connection to spirit in ways that I have not felt in a long time, or maybe ever throughout this incarnation as Ender here. Yes. And it really changed me for the better. I'm still kind of, gives me goosebumps right now to even talk about it because it's so fresh. I just experienced it. Yes. And it was an experience with the Sonoran Desert. Sonoran Desert, look it up. And if you don't know much about it, I'm talking to the audience now. And the Sonoran Desert is in southern Arizona and most of Mexico as well, not northern Mexico. It's a very, very unique environment with the saguaro cactus, which is a very special cactus that look like trees to me, really. I see them as trees. And immense wildlife, you know, like coyotes, I mean, we all know coyotes are very common, but the way I saw them there was very different. It was a mama coyote with babies and people completely okay with them. Anyway, it was a magnificent experience of connection to spirit and to this, to the animal beings and to all of that depth, you know, that a lot of people are starting to feel this day and age. And my point is that I wasn't thinking about the Hopi at all. Because the Hopi live, they don't live near Tucson. They live up north in northern Arizona near the Grand Canyon, within the Navajo Reservation. And suddenly I was just sitting there on a rock, on one of these red rocks, and I started getting Hopi presence, which is not what I was into enjoying wildlife and the wind and the silence, you know, and all of that. And so all of a sudden, Hopi ancestors concepts came into me. I'm like, Hopi, why am I thinking about Hopi? What's going on here? And then a crow flew on top of me, just like the design, the Native American crow design that the people, you know, very common. Anyway, it was an incredible experience of connection to spirit, very healing for me personally. Yes. And I just want, well, Gray's Growing Medicine Reed has a history with the Hopi back in the day. And I think our audience would benefit greatly from your input now. What you want to share about your experience with the Hopi prophecy, what that means for us, how it can affect the Western world? Because the Western world has nothing to do with what we are talking about. So how can both things be connected? Just tell us, share with us.
Well, for one thing, yay, you connected with the spiritual world, which is really normal. That's what's supposed to happen for all of us. We are spiritual beings. We're from those realms. We are spiritual beings put on this earth to have this short material connection for God. You know, we are God's mystery. Humans are God's mystery, great mystery power's mystery. And we are, God is a mystery, great mystery power is a mystery to us. And we are a mystery to it. So there's that connection. And we all have a dark nature and we have a higher light and love nature. And we're supposed to be finding our way from our dark materialistic nature, which is fear-based thinking, ego, gotta get up in the morning, think about what we do in the morning, most of us. I see in the 60s and 70s and 80s, that's when I was very young, and I was in Los Angeles at the time, and the Hopi Mountains had a big snowstorm, and they were in trouble. And so a bunch of us semi-wealthy people in Los Angeles hired two or three helicopters, and we took hay up there and dropped hay and helped them out. And they remembered. So we were asked, seven of us were asked to go to come to Hopeville to be honored for that. So that was my original connection. And when I got there, and the seven of us got there, the first thing that happened is we were taken to Orabe, which is the ancient village. It's the original ancient village of the Hopi people. And it is so old, it shimmers. It shimmers. And it's you go into it, but it's part spiritually, it's part of an illusion of spirituality, and it's part real. So it's the one place you can go where you have one foot in reality and one foot in the spirit world. And you, it's like what you were saying, when you experience that, your whole life changes because you've been exposed to the reality of who we really are and what we're supposed to be doing here on this earth. So, and what's so sad is we forget, and the Hopi prophecy is only about, we are spiritual beings. I mean, really, this is our reality. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. And there is a reason for that. And it's a very, very short time to learn some lessons about the dark nature of ourselves. And the dark nature of ourselves is just as powerful as the light nature. And what we have to do is crawl out of our dark nature, which is materialism and fear and ego and all of that. Because fear-based thinking creates insecurity in us. And it's totally, the dark nature in us is totally cut off from the spiritual nature of us. So we have to find our way from our dark, materialistic, fear-based thinking, insecure selves. Because you wake up in the morning, you go get an education, so on, and you get a work, get a job, and most people get up every morning, and they get ready to go to work, and they go to work, and that's to make money. And then when you make your money, you go home, and you pay for your house, your apartment, your whatever, you pay for your car and all that. It's all about materialism. And what we don't taught to do, and even if you're a church person, this is not emphasized. What is very important to do is get your face out of the phones. Do not put your face in the phone, because that only sinks you deeper and deeper into the dark world, into your darkness. It just sinks you deeper and deeper into your darkness. Your spirit starts to drain. That phone is 100% material world, and it's very dangerous, actually. So if you put your face in the phone the first thing in the morning after you've been scrolling all night long, that's why people are so, especially youth, and I am very, very worried about youth that do this. So people have to be educated, and this is what this show is all about, is me educating people based on my wisdom and vast experience with the spiritual world, what to do and what not to do. Put your phones down. Don't use your phone until you meditate, you get up in the morning, and go to the bathroom, do whatever you have to do, wash your face, wash yourselves, whatever. Go someplace where it's quiet, in your home, in your park, wherever, and meditate on who you really are. The meditation is, I am a spiritual being having a human experience. Great Mystery Power said this: heaven and earth cannot contain me, but only that which is in the heart of the spiritual being can contain me. So our heart is connected with Great Mystery Power, spiritual being, Great Mystery Power, often called God. And when I get up in the morning and I meditate, I'm actually talking to the Great Mystery Power. I'm connected. And connection is protection from the dark forces. And I believe that we're here so that we were given a choice. There is no power in the universe that will not give human beings a choice. We're humans in the matrix of creation. So Great Mystery Power made us to be spiritual beings, and we're here to learn about the dark nature of ourselves so that we can address the dark nature of other people that are in their dark nature. I work, for instance, and I've worked for years. I'm almost 82, so I'm an old person. And I've worked pretty much all my life with addicts and alcoholics and addicts and homeless people and people that are suffering. And I call myself Baha'i Buddhist because I, as a Buddhist and as a Baha'i and a Buddhist, I am taught that there is a middle road. And the middle road is between the dark self and the high light and love self. And that's the middle road. And anybody that is connected on a spiritual level walks that road. So we know what the dark force is, and we know what the light and love force is. And there's a reason for both of them. They're both equally, in a way, sacred, because the dark force has many things that they can do. That their kingdom is designed to do things too. Everything is designed to allow us to grow spiritually, allow us to get more and more spiritual, to allow us to get more and more spiritual. You're not going to get more spiritual if you wake up in the morning and put this dangerous device in front of your face. It drains your spirit. Be very, very cautious of that. Be very careful of that. I have a little flip phone, but the point is that has its place. We're connected to the whole world. That's great technology, the smartphones and all of that and all of this, but it's not meant. You can't go into that place and find anything that's worth even thinking about, because we have a short period of time to understand our dark nature here in this earth plane. And once I understand my dark nature, what it does is it makes my light nature even stronger, because I've made the choice walking that middle path. I've made the choice to live in my light and love nature, which is my higher spiritual nature. Great Mystery Power said, heaven and earth, the whole, nothing can contain me except for those who awaken to their choice. And once they've chosen the light and love nature, owning what the dark nature is capable of doing, then that is all. That's the only thing that contain me. That can contain me. That's Great Mystery Power. That's God speaking to us. You know, it's like so unless people understand that and they're educated about that, and unless they know what the heck is going on, and darkness is cunning, baffling, and powerful. It's cunning and it's baffling and it's powerful. And it doesn't necessarily want you to join that middle path. Well, when I was in Hopeville, I was asked to, I got exactly what this is talking about. And the reason the Hopi people are so, and the Tibetan people are the same. The Hopi and the Tibetans are on this side of the world, and then the Tibetans on the other side of the world have the same spiritual powers. I don't like to call them UFOs, but the other beings, I mean, we're not the spirit beings. I'll put it that way. The spirit beings come to visit the Hopi people and live in that land. They live on the fourth mesa below is the Hopi village. And so the Hopi people are absolutely 100% connected to the spirit world, directly connected to the spirit world. There was only one other time in the history of mankind that this was recorded. King Solomon had a people in his kingdom called the Nabiim. They were tall, blue-black people, and they had two brain hemispheres that were not born with them. And so they were very specialized people, and they talked directly to the spirit kingdom. And Solomon, everything he did, and they came to him, and he, all his songs, all his ministry, everything he did was from the direct connection through these Nabiim people. And the reason we know this, there's a book called The Birth of Consciousness and the Breakdown of the Bicameral Mind. And the bicameral mind broke down when they broke down, and they archaeologically they were found. So they were real people, or real entities. They weren't quite human, but they came to King Solomon, and they were the direct connection to the spiritual world and King Solomon. That's the only time that's been recorded all over the place. The Hopi people have the same thing, and so do the Tibetans. And when you go into Hopeville, and you don't go to Hopeville, if you visit Hopeville, they have the dances, and they have all the the ceremonial things that people can go and enjoy and all that. But if you're invited to the spiritual side of Hopeville, which is what we did, and needless to say, I too, every time I speak of it, I too can't believe that I was chosen to do anything like this. It's not like I'm special. It's just that we did something kind, and we saved their animals and their sheep and everything, and we did something kind, and they have rewarded us with a spiritual enlightenment. And you can't get a better gift than spiritual enlightenment. So I felt very, and I'm a very spiritual being anyway, and I always have been. You know, as you know, I'm part Native American. I'm Zolagi, and I was adopted by Lakota, so I've lived that Red Road life anyway. But when we went into Hopeville, we went immediately to the old village of Warabe, and it is way far back behind what is called the Prophecy Rock. And there's a big monolith. It has like a hole in it. And they put cornmeal in there. And when you're taken to the snake priest in Urabi, beyond Urabi, that is the village that is the oldest village on planet Earth. There's nothing older. It's been here forever. And it's directly spiritually connected to the spiritual world. There's a direct connection. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so powerful there. And everything around it is connected that way, because those spirit beings come on a regular basis, and they instruct them as to what to do to save this earth, because this earth is in a very dark place, because people have forgotten to be spiritual. The reason we're in trouble politically and so on is because we've forgotten who we are. We've forgotten to get up in the morning, meditate, and pray, and then put your phone in your face and go on about your business and do whatever you do.
Grace, what a wonderful, I love this episode. And I just want to remind our audience that you're listening to Negotiating Dramatic Events, one of our new public affairs programs here at KBOO Radio. And we're talking with Grace Growing Medicine Reed, host and producer of this show. Well, we're talking about the Hopi. We're talking about the spirit world. We're talking about the intersection of the spirit world and the Western world, and how we can, you know, put everything together. And also, I think we're trying to inspire our audience, people to reach in for a moment. And what you're saying about the phones is something that, oh gosh, that really nerve, because I know that we all fall prey of phone. And just getting their faces literally on the phone and completely ignore the world, the actual world around us. It reminds me a little bit of video games too. Video games is also a situation that, you know, puts people just inside an artificial world for hours and hours on end. And anyway, you're listening to Negotiating Dramatic Events with Grace Growing Medicine Reed, talking about Hopi, the future of the world, going in depth with things. And Grace, continue, please.
Well, and so that's the whole point. When you understand, I mean, all the spiritual world wants us to do is be spiritual, for heaven's sake. Just be spiritual. That's what you were born to do. And when you are a spiritual being having a spiritual experience, and you have walked a dark path, because all of us have been in that dark path, and we come to that middle road, most of us. Some people die over there and they never get to that middle road. So we're darn lucky if we've gotten to the middle road and we've had a choice. Many people die in that darkness. When they pass to the next kingdom, there's a healing that goes on. But in this world, people die in that darkness, and we see it all every day. And their spirit is dying. Okay, when we come to that middle road and then we make a choice, we're the ones that make a choice between dark and light. And I want to be more spiritual. So I chose, and because of my experience with Hopeville, so when they took us to the Prophecy Rock, there were seven of us again, this was such a gift. I mean, can you imagine being handed a gift like this? And they reached in and they put cornmeal on us. That's their way of blessing, much like sage is. They blessed us. And we walked beyond the prophecy rock to this place called the Fourth Mesa. The prophecy rock was carbon dated. The government wanted to carbon date it for some reason. And it's so old that they can't even carbon date it. So that's what we're talking about.
It's fascinating. Yeah.
Yes, it's so old that, so that's what I mean. It's an ancient land where the spirit beings, the direct connection between the Hopi and the spirit world, are connected they're connected. Unlike we are. Because we have to work for that on a daily basis. They're connected. It's just a group that's a spiritual group of people, and the Tibetans are the same. That's why we're drawn to Hopi and Tibet. And so that energy is everywhere in that area. It's everywhere. And you experienced that when you got even halfway near them. You got that feeling, you got that energy, and that's what you were picking up on, is that connection, that spiritual connection. And look what it did. It gave you a spiritual experience. That's what you had. You had a spiritual experience. And people are screaming for kindness right now. And they're screaming to try to have a spiritual experience, but they don't know how to get to it, apparently. I see this. I've worked in this world for a long time now. And to be spiritually connected is to know that I've made a choice to work every day for love and light, so that I can be happy, joyous, and free, no matter what's happening. All the pain and suffering that I do, when my daughter disappeared, for instance, that's suffering. But I could have chosen to say, oh, screw it, I'm going to go back and drink and drug. I'm an ex-drug addict, alcoholic. And I could have, at that point, you see, made a choice to go back to the dark world. I'm going to fix this. I'm going to go get a case of Wild Turkey whiskey and screw it, right? And that's done. I work with addicts, and that's done all the time. But instead of making that choice, I stayed in the light and love spot in spite of the fact that I was suffering and grieving and angry. But what has to happen to stay there? What has to happen, and I can't emphasize this enough, what has to happen is daily, one day at a time. Alcoholics Anonymous actually has it. Go to an AA meeting. You don't have to be an alcoholic to go to an AA meeting, and you will get Bill Wilson, who had a white light experience, that was handed to this group of people, addicts and alcoholics, and it's, you will have a daily reprieve. You will not regret the past. You will not you will have a spiritual experience. You will be happy, joyous, and free. So, but in order to do this one day at a time, and I've been doing this for, see, I'm 82, so I've been doing this for about 45 years now. I've been 45 years. I took 45 years of sobriety, and I've been doing this for 45 years. I bottomed out in my dark space with a gun to my head and pulled the trigger. Put a gun to my head and pulled the trigger. That's how dark I went. I couldn't stand to be in this world in the darkness I was in. I couldn't stand to be alive in that darkness, because I'm a very sensitive spiritual person. And what I didn't know is that all I had to do was go to the middle road, which is why Buddhist is so important. Go to the middle road and then make a choice to come to the light and love side, which is your true nature. And so to have experienced that ultimate darkness, you can't get more insane or more dark than putting a damn gun to your head and pulling the trigger. And that's what I did. And I was too drunk and stoned was a German Luger, and I couldn't get the clip. I didn't get the clip up there just right. If you don't engage the clip, the gun doesn't go off. Wow. Now think about that. Think how close I came to dying in my dark nature, in the darkness. So you don't think I don't feel grateful that I then was given a choice? A gal next door to me was an Al-Anon, and she got an Al-Anon message to my daughter, and it was an AA message. If you're in trouble with alcohol, drugs, call the Van Nuys hotline. And I did. And they came to my door. They came to my porch. I was living in Van Nuys, California at the time. And they took me as I was walking this middle road, as I was pulled to the middle road by the big orange sign under my telephone, which they used to hang on the walls with cords. And when I became a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, I was given my spiritual life. And then I was taught how to do this one day at a time. And over time, my spirituality grew and grew and grew. Anyway, I went to Europe, and we went into the magical space. I'll call it the magical space, the pure connection between spirit and our forms on this planet. And we were told, I mean, you could feel it. You were connected with the spiritual world when you went beyond that prophecy rock. So I had direct connection to the spiritual world. And you can't come away from that and be, you just can't, you know, you experienced that.
Yeah, Grace, I did. I experienced that, and it changed me. I'm still going through the changing process, having goosebumps here and there, and adapting to, the day-to-day. You touched upon a topic just a few minutes ago that is it's one of my favorite topics. It was something that I discuss frequently, and it's the beings outside Earth. And typically in mainstream culture, they're called aliens, or people have all these ideas about humans or beings outside Earth that are completely, you know, contrary to what we believe, right? But it's mainstream culture, so it's kind of like this game of, okay, I'm here, but I'm not really here, you know what I mean? Would you like to explore that, or tell us a little bit about that that connection to the spirit world, that is through beings that are not from Earth, but they're also beings of God or universal source, the great spirit, all these terms?
Right.
What's that all about? Tell us.
Well, let's put it this way. If you go to any religious material, it isn't just the Bible. And there's many, many Bibles, but there isn't just the Bible. It's particularly in the Jewish Quran, very more pure in that Quran. But there's a mystery, again, going on. Great mystery power created us to be experts at the world between dark and light, walking that middle road. And once we survive the darkness in us, and we make that choice to not be dark anymore, it's one day at a time, you suit up, show up, and shine. You meditate and you pray literally a day at a time in order to stay connected. You have to work hard to stay connected. You have to be very diligent to stay connected. You can't just, I'll pray 3 days a week and that'll do it. No, it's every day. It's every day, because the dark force is so powerful. Well, the many worlds of God, it's called, the many worlds of God. And there are worlds and worlds and worlds and worlds beyond. There's nothing in our language, nothing in our understanding that can even, our minds can't even wrap around what's really going on in the universal kingdom, the kingdoms of God. And it's called Great Mystery Power. The kingdoms of Great Mystery Power are forever and ever and ever. There's no end and there's no beginning. And scientifically, you just can't wrap your head around that. There's no end and there's no beginning. But we who are in the light and love force, and we're educators for instance, this is what KVU does. It educates people and it inspires people. And I really appreciate KVU for allowing me to have this show. And my whole life is about inspiring and educating people, but it's not so much education, it's inspiring. For instance, somebody will say, I don't know who I am. I'll be working with people and they, I don't know who I am. I'm so lost. I go, okay, come over here, get to the middle road. And I talk about that Buddhist middle road. And then I go, you might want to explore the light and love space. Come over here, it's light, it's love. And that's all there is light and love. There is no darkness, it's an illusion, but it's a powerful illusion. And it will suck us away from the light and love. That's its job. And it's just as powerful as the light symbol and the dark symbol, the dark symbol and the light symbol. And there's that path in between. Well, that's where we all live, at least on this planet and probably other planets too. But there are many, many places. So all of these spirit, we're spiritual beings. So if you become spiritual and you work at it one day at a time, and you connect, the first thing you must do in the morning when you get out of bed or when you get up or wake up or whatever is connect. Connect, connect, connect. I say great mystery power. I say a little prayer every day. The first thing I say is, great mystery power, I offer myself to you to build with me and do with me as you will. Relieve me of the bondage of self, darkness, that I may better do your will. Take away my difficulties every day, darkness, that victory, 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 victory over them may bear witness to those I would help of thy power, thy love, and thy way of life. May I do you always. Well, that's one of the best prayers on the planet, the best meditations on the planet, because it addresses great mystery power. I want to connect with you today. I have free will. Nothing can force me to do anything, but I choose to connect with great mystery power. So great mystery power, I offer myself to you. I'm connected. Then I'm connected. And then I ask, take away my difficulties. Allow me to be more spiritually fit. Allow me to be more for the reason of drawing other people to this place, to remind them. And that's all we're trying to do. And that's what the Hopi are doing. That's all they're doing, is reminding us that we are spiritual beings having a human connection so that we can understand the dark force and for what it is about. And we don't know what these powers are totally about, but the dark force is a very powerful force. That victory over that dark force in me, and it's in me. If people say, oh, they made me do it, and they made me do it, and they made me. Our politics today is a good example. This poor guy, I'll call him Mr. T. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, yes. This poor guy. Mr. T.
And he just, I mean, seriously, he tries so hard, because all he's doing is, I don't know what to do. I don't know who I am. But if I don't know who I am, you don't get to know who you are either. And, you know, there's all this. And all he's trying to do is have power. But he's drawing on the power of his dark force, the darkness. If we follow that, and in fact, if we even entertain thinking about that, it is what it is. And I dare not get involved in that. My job is to influence people, to inspire people to become light and love. And one day at a time, make that connection on a daily basis. On a daily basis, to keep me from the danger of excitement, fear, anger, worry, self-pity, and foolish decisions. Excitement of danger of excitement, fear, anger, worry, self-pity, and foolish decisions. Because when I'm in that space, it's dangerous. to be too excited, to be too, you know, all of that. When I'm in that space, it's a dangerous place. And so I want to be freed of the danger of excitement, fear, anger, worry, self-pity, and foolish decisions. And when I'm free of that, then I am a spiritual being, having a spiritual connection on a daily basis, inspiring other people to just be who they really are, spiritual beings. And
Grace, let me interrupt you for a second. You're talking about spirituality and spiritual beings, which are, you know, some of my favorite topics. But what would you say to somebody? Because I think a lot of people that are even listening to KBOO now, a lot of people in the U.S. and the world, when they hear the word spiritual or spirituality, they immediately think about the mainstream religions, like Christianity, all the religions that originated in the Middle East, Muslims and Judaism and Christianity, and the version of Christianity that was created in Europe that was translated here, and that's what we have here. What would you say to them? Because they are tired of these religious systems and their rules that sometimes don't make any sense, or like they're hurtful. What would you tell them about what spirituality actually is?
Well, spirituality isn't a man-made. See, people who, let's put it this way, if you go back to an ancient Judaism, for instance, and you look at Moses, what did he do? He went to the mountains where he went, and he connected directly with the spiritual force. And he brought three tablets down. One of them got eliminated. We're supposed to have three tablets, and one got eliminated because he came down out of the mountains, and he was there for many, who knows, maybe a year. And his people who were waiting on him, who had just escaped oppression, and look at all the miracles that happened, just them getting out of the oppression. And when he got down, and he came down to give them Great Mystery Power's word, the 12 commandments, love one another, help one another. What does the 12 commandments say? There were more commandments, but we have 12 of them. One of those tablets got dropped because he was so overwhelmed with what the people had become, with just their prophet Moses disappeared for a while. But instead of them being able to just stay with that energy, they went hedonistic. They were horribly hedonistic, and see, the dark nature took over and just made them just worse. And when he saw this, there was a tablet that was dropped, but he brought them the Ten Commandments and got them back on track. So that's one example, and that's in the many Bibles that there are. So if you look at all the different religions, they all attempt to identify, or to they're all religions are doing is attempting to take the original prophets and try to understand, well, what were they trying to teach us? What were they? See, they take the simplicity out of it, and then the ego takes over. Can you imagine in the days when people couldn't read and write, and they were at the mercy of the priest that stood there, and the ego took over, the oppression took over, the marginalization took over, all of that took over because one man had all this power. Or one group of people had all this power. That seems to be the thing with all the religions, except Baha'i and Buddhist. One thing I like about Baha'i is it doesn't have any churches or clergy or ministers. Or you went to the temple in Chicago, and there's none of that going on. There's no one minister that stands in front of everybody and goes, "This is what God said. I will interpret for God." Can you imagine being so cheeky as to interpret for God? That alone should collapse most of these things, but that's all they're doing is these, and you know, they're trying to just interpret, well, what is what is this light and love space? What is this? Who is this great mystery power? That, what is it? And why do I feel like I need to get to it? We're born to get to it. We're born to get to it. We're born to go that route. And when we're, and then when you go to church, and I know I was exposed to that one as a kid, you go to church, you got this one person, usually a man standing high up, authority, you know, that top down stuff, and you are all sinners, and you have, you know, I was exposed to all that, and I looked, I went, I'm only 5 years old, I'm not a sinner, what the hell's the matter with you? So I got out of that really fast. I ran from that really fast. What the hell are you talking about? And so, but they're trying to interpret God. Well, instead of, you can't interpret God if you don't know what light and love is. If you don't even know you're a spiritual being having a spiritual experience, which is what this is all about. And there's a mystery to why we are here. Why we are here. There's a mystery to why the people on the earth are the people on the earth, because it's a very special place. The earth is a very, very special third rock from the sun.
Yeah.
A very, very special place. And but again, it goes back to great mystery power. Heaven and earth cannot contain me. Nothing can contain me except for the heart, my heart, your heart, of them that have discovered, oh, there's more than a phone in my face. There's more to this than that. There's more to getting up and just going to work and making money. Money, 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 money.
Oh, money, money, yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, that's what Mr. T, I have great compassion. I have great compassion and empathy for people who, that little boy was raised, money is the most, it's the only thing that's important, and it will make you powerful. Money will make you powerful. He was told this from a little kid on, and that's all that's rattling around his head. And that's all he's looking for is why this money, it's making me powerful. It did make me powerful. Now it's not making me powerful. Oh my God, what's the matter? And he can't find his way to the love and light space. He's blocked.
And we're talking about Mr. T here.
Mr. T.
Yeah, it's quite.
And all the people that went before him. Think about all the, so politics won't solve it. Churches won't solve it. They're great, lovely things that are happening, and they're there for a reason. But the only thing, the only person that can make the choice to search for spirituality is the person that is searching for spirituality. I don't have to have somebody come and tell me to do it. It's already built in. But I have to walk away from that darkness in me, which is insecurity, excitement, fear, anger, worry, self-pity, foolish decisions. And when I walk away from that, when I know that I'm in trouble and something isn't right here, I'm excited, I'm fearful, I'm angry, I'm doing this foolish crap, I'm always making these dumb decisions, and what's the matter with me? You know, you'll hear that all the time. Well, what's the matter with you is you're operating from this dark space. All you have to do is come to the middle road, which is why the Buddhist path, the red road path and the Buddhist path, the high path, there's some other path that are middle road paths. Unitarians are middle road paths. And if you can get to the middle road path, then you are at a point of choice. But first, you've got to step away from, oh, that isn't giving me any power. I don't have any power anymore. There's, it's an illusion. Oh, God, I'm trapped in this. I'm trapped in my own illusion. Mm-hmm. And you come to that middle road, and if you can make it to the middle road, which is kind of what we're doing, we're on cable, we're just saying, you know, here's what you got to do, is come to the middle road and make that choice to be who you really are, a spiritual being having a spiritual experience on one day at a time, so that you can be of service to the people that are suffering on this planet. It's only for one reason. I am to be of service to the people that are suffering on this planet. And I've been doing that for 45 years, at least.
Grace, I want to remind the audience that we're listening to Negotiating Dramatic Events, one of our new public affairs programs. Well, it's less new now. The more time it passes, it's new. It's more established every month. Available, well, of course, on the dial, 90.7 FM here in Portland, and also KBOO.FM, and also on the KBOO app, available for Androids and Apple phones. And I have a tough question for you. We're talking about spirituality and the Hopi and going deep in meaning, right? And do you have any other word or term for spirituality? Let's say for the people out there, you know, that our typical Westerner that is pragmatic, rational, no nonsense, everything, what they see, hear, smell, and all the five senses. How would you explain, what word would you use? Pragmatic and rational.
Mm-hmm. And that's our security blanket. Everybody wants to be secure. So that's what you do to become secure. And then when you find out, well, wait a minute, something's wrong with this. It's not quite as secure as I thought it was going to be anyway. And so it's built into us, love.
Love.
Love, that's the word.
Simple.
If you go to any spirit, I probably have every form of prophecy and spirit and Bibles, and I have all the main religious material, but the manifestations of God come, and angels, that's what is also part of that world. And they surround us all the time. I call it the concourse on high. And they surround us all the time. So we're part of that world all the time. Their service is to surround us, to protect us, so we can get on with our short lives here. We have a very short time on this planet. And there are times when I go on to the next kingdom and the next kingdom and the next kingdom, I'm going to be given bigger and better jobs if I pass this one. Well, apparently I'm passing. I'm maybe coming up on 82, so I won't be here very long. So enjoy me while you can. But it's built into us. We look for love. It's a built-in love. But love can be materialistic, and we know what that does. And again, if you put the purest spiritual force in us is love. And all prophets, all of Great Mystery Power's kingdom is about that, teaching us how to love. And it's built in. We're built in. We're born looking for love. And it starts out with all that, you know, all that materialistic way of finding love and finding and doing and love. And then, again, if you cross from that space that isn't feeding you 100%, it's like eating, it's like getting up and going to breakfast, go to the kitchen, fix your breakfast, and you're really hungry, and you got eggs in the fridge, and you got bacon, you know, whatever you eat, but you only have a piece of toast with a little margarine on it. You're going to be very hungry. And if you keep doing that, why am I hungry? I have this piece of toast with this butter on it. And all the stuff that's going to make you less hungry is all around you. It's there, right at your fingertips. And for some reason or another, you've gotten obsessive, compulsive, and see where obsessive compulsion is one of the dark forces. And it's like, well, this isn't logical. So you see, there's a logic to spirituality. If you become logical and you just say, huh, I'm hungry. Well, why am I hungry? I'm only having a piece of toast. Oh, wait a minute. There are eggs. There's a melon. There's this. There's that. There's tomatoes. There's the, you know. Oh, now I'm not so hungry because I'm eating everything else that was literally placed in front of me. It's the same thing with spirituality. I'm hungry. I'm hungry. And it's coming. And I want to find the love. We have human love, you know, which is bring forth those who will make mention of me. So that's all about birthing other spiritual beings that will make mention of the great mystery power. So see, great mystery power needs us just as much as we need it. It needs us to testify to the fact that it is a great mystery power. Think about that. That's how connected we are. And so when I suddenly realized, oh, I am not being spiritually fed. I need to be spiritually fed. And then you're complete. Then you're complete. You're a complete, authentic spiritual being in human form in this case.
I just wanted to say that we're approaching the end of this episode, and I want you to definitely continue with your train of thought. But you did mention love, and I think it's such a big word. I wonder if you could specify, like, for example, love for anybody around you, empathy, like being able to understand people's suffering, even if you don't like it, or love for our fellow beings, the animals, love for the environment, love for your neighbor, people around you, being able to love them and understand them. Is that what you mean, like empathizing?
Well, no, not really. We're here to be of service. I'm here to be of service. And I feel so, and that's what the Hopi people say too. You know, they say, all they're saying is find who you are, find your spiritual path, make that choice, come from the dark side, make that choice, come into the light and love space, because that's all there is light and love. That's all there is. There's nothing else but light and love from the great mystery power, from God, from what, you know, whatever you call it. Great spirit, you know, natives, we call it, you know, we actually have, if you go to the Native American teaching, you actually will get more of a way in which to do this. The Native American people have it. They know how to get there, and they know how to stay there, the traditional ones anyway. That's why the dances and the powwows are going on forever. It's very important to go and of course I was also blessed with that. I was blessed with Wallace Black Elk, Grace Spotted Eagle coming to me and educating me on, you are here to find love, human love, okay, da 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 da, and all the suffering that entails when you think about it, and the joy for that matter, and then come to that middle path. I can't emphasize that middle path enough. Look at the Buddhist tradition. That, by the way, is not a religion necessarily. It's a path, just like the red road is a path. Baha'i is a path. So if you look at that middle space, and then you're pulled over into the light and love space, and now you're in where you should be as a spiritual being, then once you become more and more spiritual, and you get your education, and you become more and more spiritual, and you sit at the feet of the wisdom, the great wisdom people, and I was able to do that in Hopeville. I was introduced to the snake priest. There are many priests, and I was introduced to the snake priest. And he was so old, and the village was so old, that, again, it shimmers. And I was in that space, and all I was told is, you are now here. You have been blessed because my heart is pure. I have a very pure, innocent heart. I actually am a very innocent person. Always have been since a kid on. And so you go out and you share this with other people. Well, what do they want us to share? Come to the light and love. Make that choice. Come to the light and love space. And then once you are in light and love space, you're here to serve the people who are suffering. You're here to serve the suffering. spirituality will serve the suffering.
Wow. And Grace, we're approaching the very end of this show, and I feel like it's just such a wonderful opportunity to get to know you better, and also get to know the deep core beliefs behind this show, Negotiating Dramatic Events.
Yes.
Do you have any last statement for this episode?
Well, sit up, show up, and shine. Come from your dark space, get to the middle road, make that choice to come to the light and love space, and start helping to alleviate through empathy and compassion the suffering in you and the suffering in other people. And if you do that for the rest of the time you're on this planet, with all the resources you have, then you go on to the next planet, the next, it's not a planet, but you go on to the next kingdom, the next, we're constantly evolving. We evolve. Everything always evolves. And we go to the highest source, and eventually we're absorbed into the light and love space itself. So that's the ultimate gig, is to get there.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. It's so good to see you again.
Well, we've been talking to Grace Growing Medicine Reed. This is Negotiated Dramatic Events, a broadcast every third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Thank you so much for tuning in. You, of course, are listening to KBOO 90.7 FM Portland.
Thanks for listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM in the Portland metro area and all over the world at kbu.fm.
Hello, my name is TK Kapurai, and I'm an immigrant from Zimbabwe. I'm the host of The Global Cell, which airs live in the air room the first Wednesday of the month at 7 p.m. I host immigrants and refugees from various global spots. I like to bring out their lived experiences so the world can know something about them. I like to bring a lot through my guests so we may have diverse experiences, cultures, foods, music, interests, and anything on the platform. We can share and learn a lot.